we share with you on our Miraj focus. The question is, did the Messenger of Allah see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the epic journey of Mi'raj? There's a difference of opinions on whether or not Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the night of Mi'raj. That's one point. And the second is that if it is so, then there's a difference whether such seeing was with the physical eye or the eyes of their heart. The majority of the Sahaba and Tabi'in radiallahu anhu were the view that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his physical eyes. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, on the other hand, did not agree that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She maintained that the verses in Surah An-Najm, ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّ, he approached and came closer, and for indeed he saw him at a second descent by the Sidratul Muntaha, refers to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeing Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. And she explained that previously whenever Jibreel used to appear in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in human form. However, near the Sidratul Muntaha, he appeared in his original form, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was able to see him in his full glory, with each of his 600 wings unfurled so that they covered the entire horizon. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu also shared the same view, used to say that the verse, and he was at the distance of two bows length or even closer, فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى. And that refers to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approaching Jibreel alayhi salam and seeing him in his true form. However, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu used to prove and firmly believe that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did actually see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the night of Mi'raj. The majority of the ulama have supported this view. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah writes that the crux of this issue is the hadith of Ibn Abbas. Once Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu asked him that did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam see his Lord? He said yes. Now the hadith of Hazrat Aisha does not contradict this hadith, since on no occasion did she ever say she heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, I did not see my Rabb. Instead, whatever she said was her interpretation of the Quranic verse. It is not fitting for a human that Allah should speak to him except by inspiration, and no vision can grasp his grasp is over all vision. However, since the narrations of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, which confirm having seen Allah, are sahih, it becomes necessary to accept that seeing did occur, and furthermore, one cannot possibly imagine the declaration of Ibn Abbas on such an issue to be based on his personal opinion and judgment. He must have gained insight in that regard. So, this is an interesting perspective with regards to whether the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the epic journey of Mi'raj.